Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us pray. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but thy name be glory because of thy mercy and because of thy truth. Amen.
Amen.
For the past months, I've been traveling to all the Concordia colleges. I speak with a lot of Concordia students as well as some state university students. And we spent an evening talking a lot of theology. And then I also had a chance to teach a day of classes at one of our Concordia schools on the nature of God and on Islam. I would ask the class or ask the students a question of, why do you want your sins to be forgiven? Why do you want your sins forgiven? About 98% of the time, they answer, so I can go to heaven. I want my sins forgiven so I can go to heaven. The other 2% is, I don't want to go to hell. But it really leads us to believe that how selfish Christianity is. That when we place this notion of salvation is merely about us, about getting to heaven, we have no concern about God, who God is, the nature of God, our life in communion with God, but instead we're only concerned about ourselves. This is a danger, a great danger amongst Christianity. When we speak about faith alone or grace alone and all we're thinking about is ourselves. Selfishness is what it is. Selfishness. Even when I ask them about what is sin, and they talk about the do's and the don'ts, about what you're supposed to do and what you don't do. We don't think about our relationship or in communion with God or with one another. We simply think about us and the do's and the don'ts. The Ten Commandments does not refer just to you, but your relationship first with God and also with one another. It is the nature of Christianity to live in communion, communion with God and with one another. It is a matter of sin that separates us, divides us, where we think about our own self, our own pride, our own arrogance, our own selfishness. That we forget what it means to live in communion. When Luther proposed this idea of justification found on Scripture, the idea of justification, faith alone, he was taking the attention away from ourselves and placing it solely upon the one, namely the Jesus Christ and him crucified. It is there and only there do we understand the very nature and character of what we have become in this gospel, namely in the very person and work of Jesus Christ our Lord. It is there that we understand what it means to live in communion with God and with one another. The nature of the gospel is not simply about you. It is about God and one another. Therefore, we hear in Corinthians, as St. Paul says, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, and that body being the body of Christ, namely his church. The gospel has all to do with living as family, to live in communion, a right communion that finds its central hinge upon Christ and him crucified, in one perfect, loving, forgiving, righteous, peaceful, that is, communion with Christ. C.F.W. Walther, some of you like that, states in his sermon, as we go to the Lord's Supper, we all receive the body or the blood of Christ. Therefore, we're blood brothers and blood sisters, united in the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Timothy is very harsh today as we hear him say, but if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That's a harsh statement. It's a harsh statement. For Timothy is simply saying that if we do not understand what it is to live as family, to provide for one another, to love one another, then we do not know what it means to live in that greater notion of the faith as a church, that is namely within the household of God. For Christ is the one of the householder of the church. It is him where we find true love and forgiveness as we give to one another as the same. The gospel is nothing else but to live in the sense of communion. And Paul says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those who are of the household of faith. Our relationship with others is not determinative of their relationship with us, but our relationship with others characterized only in the very person and work of Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, we live in communion. As we celebrate this coming Sunday and All Saints Day, we remember what it means to live in this sense of communion. As heaven and earth are united by the blood of the Lamb in his love, as we rejoice as we go to the sacrament with the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, as we confess that I believe in the Holy Christian Church and the communion of saints, or as we sing the saints on earth and those above but one communion make, joined together to their Lord in bonds of love, all of his grace partake. In the name of Jesus, amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.